This show was first broadcast on Free FM 89.0, Hamilton, New Zealand's community access radio station. For more information on our station and our wide range of programs, visit freefm.org.nz.
And I believe with all of my heart that it is a contributing factor to our juvenile delinquency of today. I 100% believe it. Why I believe that is because I know how it feels when you sing it. I know the lost position that you get into in the beat.
I'm Oliver Gray, and this is A Sonic Youth. Join me as I explore the greatest indie rock with classic tracks, new releases, and my own Desert Island selection.
Need love to know how to be.
Welcome to episode 140 of A Sonic Youth. Last week's episode was all about early Dope Lemon, aka Angus Stone, with tracks from his first two studio albums under that name. Today I'm going to play a few tracks from the third Dope Lemon LP, Rose Pink Cadillac, and tracks from Australian surf and psych rock band Babe Rainbow. Opening this week's show was Dope Lemon with the title track from Rose Pink Cadillac. That's Dope Lemon's second most popular song, and for good reason. It's one of the most surfy sounding, poppy, and approachable tracks on any Dope Lemon album. I prefer the Dope Lemon tracks that aren't quite so poppy, those being the heavier psych tracks like the ones I played last episode. And that's the same reason I prefer those first two Dope Lemon albums. And, not to forget, the 2017 EP Houndstooth intersecting the two long forms. I still really like Rose Pink Cadillac though, and its follow-up Kimo Sabe. So I want to play a couple more favourites from the former album. I have this album on vinyl, and side B of the first disc is by far my most played. These next two tracks make up the entirety of that side. Let's start with Stingray Pete.
Yeah.
You're listening to A Sonic Youth, and that was Dope Lemon with Stingray Pete. That track, Angus Stone said, is about, quote, the character Stingray Pete, who is one of those guys in the bar that you see down at the end of it, and he's just sitting there drinking. And you know he's full of stories and wild adventures. So it's tapping into his life, about where the night leads him, and where he ends up. It's definitely a darker song, and in typical Dope Lemon fashion, it has a really cool music video showing the Stingray Pete character burning down a cornfield to hide the bodies of the people he's killed. The next song from Rose Pink Cadillac isn't so dark. Sailor's Delight is about the early stages of falling in love, the honeymoon stage. It's the funky rhythm expected from Dope Lemon. It brings the pop elements into what is otherwise stoned out indie.
Yeah.
That was Sailor's Delight from Dope Lemon's Rose Pink Cadillac. Next up, we're taking a look at Babe Rainbow. Here's a taste of what I think is their greatest song. From the 2015 EP Babe Rainbow, this is Love Forever. Reality is a technicolor dream, makes me feel like floating upstream. Great lyrics, great song. 60s psych rock brought into the modern age there from Babe Rainbow. Babe Rainbow, also known as The Babe Rainbow, formed in Byron Bay in 2014. The band was initially conceived by high school friends Angus Dowling and Jack Crowther. Elliot O'Reilly and Felix Domingo joined in 2015, and they released their debut LP, The Babe Rainbow, that year. Their first LP, also named The Babe Rainbow, came 2 years later. These early releases are my favourite. They're when the band had more psych and less pop in their sound. That debut album was produced by Stu McKenzie of King Gizzard and the Lizard Wizard. They toured Australia in support of King Gizzard on the release of their album, along with the French band La Femme and personal favourites of mine, A La Lasse. Babe Rainbow has since released albums in 2018, 19, 21, and 22, as well as two more EPs last year. Again, my favourites are the earlier stuff, and my second favourite song of theirs is the debut single Evolution 1964. Slide. a Sonic Youth, and that was Babe Rainbow with Evolution 1964. Babe Rainbow's earlier work was labelled by some as a 60s rip-off act, but that's an unjust label. There's certainly a strong 60s psych influence in these songs I'm playing today. Not as if that's a bad thing, of course, but Babe Rainbow infuses that with modern indie surf. What results is both a modern take on psych rock and a sound that is much more interesting than the bucket loads of stale Australasian surfy pop. Another favourite Babe Rainbow song, and one which certainly reminds me of that poppy side of 60s psych with its sitar drone and distant backing vocal harmonies, is Secret Enchanted Broccoli Forest. So that track will see us off this week. Thanks for listening to A Sonic Youth. For more episodes, visit freefm.org.nz or search A Sonic Youth on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, iHeartRadio, and on the accessmedia.nz app. Also, follow me on Instagram and Facebook at A Sonic Youth Podcast.
This Free FM podcast was brought to you with support from New Zealand On Air.